Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her colleagues introduced the Honor Farmer Contracts Act, legislation to release illegally withheld funding for all contracts and agreements previously entered into by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. President Trump's USDA has refused to make reimbursement payments to fulfill signed contracts without any indication of when or whether farmers will be paid the money they paid out and are owed. Farmers in Wisconsin and the organizations that serve them operate on tight margins and cannot be left waiting without funding they rightfully were awarded and planned for. This legislation would require the USDA to pay farmers all past due payments as quickly as possible to prevent them from having to shut down their operations. The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would also require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, prohibit the USDA from canceling agreements or contracts with farmers or organizations providing assistance to farmers unless there has been a failure to comply with the terms and conditions of the agreement or contract, and prohibit the USDA from closing any farm service agency, county office, Natural Resources Conservation Service field office, or Rural Development Service Center without providing 60 days prior notice and justification to Congress. Advocates fear how cuts to federal Medicaid spending will hit Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers. Congress is considering at least $880 billion in Medicaid cuts as part of a bill to extend existing tax cuts. Janet Zander with Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network says impacts of Wisconsin's aging population are already being felt, with many people leaving the workforce to care for relatives. Zander says Medicaid-funded programs like Family Care, IRIS, and CLTS help people remain in their homes and are the reason why many family members can continue working. The extent of the cuts is unclear, but Zander says people should be contacting their Congress members. Democratic lawmakers unveiled a series of bills Monday aimed at protecting Wisconsin's transgender and non-binary residents. LGBTQ caucus chair Senator Mark Spreitzer says it is more important than ever to stand in solidarity and use the powers of the legislative and executive branches to protect members of Wisconsin's transgender and non-binary community. A number of Republican-authored bills focusing on trans issues have moved through the Assembly and now head to the Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto any legislation he says would harm the state's LGBTQ community. A healthy orthopedics practice continues to grow at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Dr. Thomas Beck has been providing state-of-the-art orthopedic care to residents of Richland County and neighboring communities for nearly 25 years. His experiences are a few of the reasons residents select the Richland Hospital and Clinics for their orthopedic needs. Dr. Beck's broad practice includes surgical and non-surgical treatment of degenerative changes of the hip, knee, shoulder, and hands, management of sports-related injuries, along with trauma and fractures. Dr. Beck said, quote, "The demand for orthopedic care is growing. I am pleased we are reacting to this need with the addition of Dr. Wallace Brucker to our orthopedic team." Dr. Brucker joins Dr. Beck to provide orthopedic care in Richland Center. Dr. Wallace Brucker has been an orthopedic surgeon for more than 25 years. He provides operative and non-operative management of orthopedic injuries, sports injuries, and joint-related concerns. He is also a retired colonel with the U.S. Army Reserves with 22 years of service. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. This month and throughout the year, Vernon County Department of Human Services encourages all individuals and organizations to support child abuse and neglect prevention efforts in Wisconsin. Every child deserves to grow up in a safe, stable, and nurturing environment. Children are the foundation of our society, our community, and our future. When we focus on preventing child abuse and neglect, the results are better childhoods, leading to healthier adults and stronger communities. Unfortunately, child abuse occurs everywhere, even in small, rural Vernon County. In 2024, Vernon County received a total of 209 reports of child abuse and/or neglect. Of those, 86 met the state's criteria to investigate to ensure safety of the children and offer services to the families. Of the 86 reports that were investigated, there were 155 alleged victims and allegations consisted of 31 allegations of physical abuse, 49 allegations of neglect, 16 allegations of sexual abuse, and 9 allegations of emotional damage. Children do well when their parents do well. Supporting families and ensuring parents have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need are effective ways to protect children from the risk of child abuse and neglect. Community members can support one another by taking time to talk to parents in your neighborhood and getting to know them, sharing local resources with families, advocating for legislation and funding which supports family programs within your community, donating new or gently used clothing, toys to programs that support families with children, bringing a meal or groceries to a family with young children, or organizing a family fun event such as a family story night, game, or movie night. As part of Child Abuse Prevention Month, area fourth grade students participated in a t-shirt design contest. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not, was the design of the t-shirt, and the winner of the contest was Brielle from Kickapoo Elementary School. Vernon County Department of Human Services asked community members to wear blue on April 4th to support the importance of child abuse prevention. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grants to local communities and organizations through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program. The program, which was created and signed into law by Governor Evers last April and is administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management, aims to help communities in flood-prone areas identify flood vulnerabilities such as erosion hazards, road and culvert washouts, and incised stream channels, and works to implement solutions such as reconnecting streams and floodplains, mitigating erosion hazards, restoring or improving natural flow and movement of water or sediment, reestablishing area foliage and plant life, and more to help naturally manage flooding before disaster strikes. There are two types of grants available: assessment and implementation. Assessment grants offer funding for gathering information on vulnerabilities and flood resilience priorities, such as understanding erosion hazards or identifying opportunities to increase flood resilience, and implementation grants offer funding for the implementation of wetland, culvert, floodplain, or stream restoration projects identified through an assessment grant or comparable assessment project. These restoration projects include reconnecting streams and floodplains and improving the natural flow of water or sediment. The grant program is open to Wisconsin municipalities, counties, regional planning commissions, federally recognized Native nations or bands, or nonprofit organizations and private consulting organizations on behalf of one or more applicants. The PDFRG covers 75% of the project, while the other 25% is covered by non-state funds, such as federal, local, private, or nonprofit funding, as well as in-kind donations. Interest in the program far exceeded the funding available, as WEM received 23 applications, totaling over $3.8 million. Statewide, 11 communities received approximately $2 million in grant funding, including Capital Area Regional Planning Commission receiving a $187,500 assessment grant for a stream crossing inventory throughout Dane County, Vernon County receiving a $299,000 assessment grant for a countywide culvert inventory, water flow, and structure study, as well as assessing floodplain conditions on privately owned land. Town of Dodge in Trempealeau County receiving a $102,600 assessment grant to study water flow and hydraulic structure and develop flood resilience strategies, and Dane County receiving a $250,000 implementation grant to restore degraded stretch of the Black Earth Creek and surrounding wetlands. Flooding is one of the most frequently occurring natural disasters across Wisconsin and the United States, affecting a number of Wisconsin municipalities and increasing damage costs to public and private property. The growing threat of flooding and other severe weather underscores the importance of communities evaluating their risk of flooding and taking appropriate actions to prepare for and mitigate flooding concerns before an emergency occurs. We are watching a number of election races tonight. Not only the statewide races for Supreme Court Justice and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, but a number of local races as well. We are also watching the results on a number of school referendums. They include 4 operational referendums in the River Valley, Riverdale, Weston, and Viroqua school districts, and a capital referendum in the Baraboo school district. Polls are open until 8 tonight. Following the closure of the polls, we will be keeping you updated on election results on both WRCO and WRCE.